Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Adonijah was the king's eldest son. And because the king was old, he decided he was going to be the next king. The only problem was he never told his father. He just brought some of the rulers together and says, "My dad is old, I'm the next king, celebrate me." He didn't invite his brothers, his other brothers. And let me just tell you, back in that time, the reason why you didn't invite your other brothers was because, number one, you didn't want them to know what you were up to, and then secondly, you were going to go kill them. You would eliminate them, and you would eliminate their moms as well, because you did not want to keep looking over your shoulder, wondering if someday my brother is going to come and stab me in the back. And this is what Nathan was trying to say to Bathsheba. Adonijah has set himself up as king. Let me give you some advice so that you can save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Now, what's interesting is this. Notice how God brought the news directly to Solomon's mother about the threat to his destiny. Mothers, you may feel sometime, boy, it'd be great if somebody else would get involved in this child's life. If somebody else would step in and do something, let me just say this to you. God has entrusted that child's life to you. You say, well, he's entrusted it to his dad too. Today is Mother's Day. I'm going to talk about you. It's more than that. God allowed you to carry that child. There is a special reason that God makes a connection between a mother and their children, folks. Again, this is a mystery, but I can tell you that God has entrusted to every mother and every grandmother seeds for the destiny of those children. And you cannot ignore them. You cannot turn your back on them. You're betraying God when you do that, because he has chosen you. Now, you must understand this. God decides what children end up with what parents. You don't go and say, well, I'll have this child and I want this to be their characteristics and this is the way they're going to behave. No, God brings a child into your life. The child that he has a specific destiny for. He matches that child with your ability to help that child to fulfill their destiny. God does not do things randomly or by mistake. Even for those parents who said, well, our child was a mistake, that child was not a mistake. That child was planned by God. And God places every child under the care of the mother that he wants that child to be under the care of. That means there's going to be some tough decisions you have to make sometimes. Grandmas, there's going to be some tough decisions you're going to have to step out and make on behalf of your grandchild. But it's your responsibility. You know, some people look at parents, especially moms or grandmas, and they say, well, why do you always take the child? Why do you always do this? Why are you giving your life for this child? Listen. God has entrusted that child to them. You be quiet. Don't discourage them for doing something that God has entrusted into their lives to be done successfully. The Bible says, so Bathsheba, she went into the chamber to speak to the king. Verse 28, Would you read that for us, Steve? Verse 28.
Then King David answered and said, "Call me Bathsheba." And she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king sware and said, "As the Lord liveth, that hath redeemed my soul out of all distress, even as I swear unto thee by the Lord God of Israel, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead, even so will I certainly do this day."
All right. So you see, if you're prayerful, if you get involved, God will work on your behalf to straighten out the needs of that child, that individual that God has brought into your life. Now, God has given mothers wisdom to speak into the lives of their children as well. Solomon became the wisest man that ever lived. I can imagine that Bathsheba began to talk to her son early about his relationship with God and how he should trust God and believe God and become like his father David, who loved God with all of his heart. David didn't do that. He was too busy. In fact, David was a terrible father. We'll talk about that on Father's Day. But he was not a good father. He really did not pay attention to his children. I know Bathsheba paid attention to Solomon. She let him understand the ways of the Lord and what God had for his life. She shared with him how, even in conversation with her husband David, one day he was going to be the king. He had to live a special life. He had to live a certain way. And mothers, that's what you should be telling your children today. They can't be like all the other kids on the block. They can't act a certain way. You've got to tell them God has a call on their life. God has something special for them to do. God has made you a messenger to those children to let them know that he has a great plan for their lives. And if you're not doing that, you're coming up short. Oh, I know. I've talked to many moms, and sometimes your kids can wear you out where you are so tired, you just want to take a nap. You want someone to come watch them so you can take some rest. But I want to submit to you today, mothers, especially those of you with young children, please remember that God has placed this child in your life for you to nurture their destiny. God chose you. Some of you are saying right now, "I don't know why he chose me. I'm too tired to do this." Some of you with children, younger children, and you're older, "Oh Lord, why did you send them now? At this time in my life, why did you send this child?" Listen, God's timing is always right. No matter what you feel or what you say. And you want to know something? God wants to let us know that it's not because of our own intelligence and our own ability that these children turn out right. It's because of our prayerfulness. It's because of our love and our compassion and our desire to allow God to move through our lives that these children are blessed and fulfill the destiny that God has for them. It's interesting that one of the first matters that Solomon himself had to judge had to do with two mothers and their sons. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, actually we're starting with verse 1, 1 Kings 3, and it states, "Sometime later, two prostitutes came to the king to have an argument settled. They said, 'Please, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I gave birth to a baby while she was with me in the house. 3 days later, she gave birth to a baby. We were alone, and there were only two of us in the house. But her baby died during the night when she rolled over and smothered it. Then she got up in the night and took my son from beside me while I was asleep. She laid her dead son in my arms and took my son to sleep beside her. And in the morning when I tried to nurse my son, he was dead. But when I looked more closely in the morning, I saw this wasn't my son at all. Then the other woman interrupted, it certainly was your son, and the living child is mine. No, the first woman said, the dead one is yours and the living is mine. And so they argued back and forth with the king. The king said, let's get the facts straight. Both of you claim the living child is yours. And each of you says the dead child belongs to the other one. So Solomon said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword to the king. And he said, I'll settle this matter now. Cut the living child in half and give one to each of the women, and then they'll both have the child. Verse 26, then the woman who really was the mother of the living child and who really loved him very much cried out, oh no, my Lord, give her the child. Please do not kill him. Folks, a true mother seeks to protect her children from all harm. It is so easy to forget that the destiny of this child's life has been entrusted to you. When this woman saw that the king was going to solve the matter in that way, she said, no, take the child. I wouldn't want any harm to come to the child. The Bible says, then the king said, do not kill him, but give the baby to the woman who wants him to live, because she is really the mother of that child. If there's any time that we need to get the hearts and the ears of our children back, it's right now. We have got to protect them today at all costs, because there are influences in our world today that are trying to take our children away from us, trying to influence them with the things of this world and the things of this society to destroy them. It's important that we step up now, that we begin to say, no, I'm not going to allow that to happen to my child. I will not allow that to happen to my grandchild. I will not allow that to happen to the child that God has placed under my watch. I'm going to step up and I'm going to be that advocate for that child the way God has entrusted that child to me.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
There was another wise king who followed the instruction of his mother. In Proverbs 31:1, the Bible says, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Verse 8 says, open your mouth for the speechless. In the cause of all who are appointed to die, open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Moms, you have an opportunity to teach integrity to your children, to teach them how to live. Listen, there is nothing more embarrassing than to see a child who is not behaving well in public, especially on an airplane. But even in the mall, where children behave any way they want to behave, and the mother never chastises them or says stop or gets them under control. There's nothing more embarrassing than that. That is saying that that mother is not in control of her child, nor is she really placing the values in that child's life that they need to succeed in life. It could also be saying that she's just too embarrassed to do it in public. But let me say this to you, folks. The responsibility of childhood lies with the parent, doesn't lie with the children. So it's so important for moms to step forward and to correct their children. You know what the Bible says? It says that a child that lacks correction will break a mother's heart. Wives, God will speak to you also to protect your husband's purpose. The Bible tells us that when Pilate was sitting in judgment over Jesus, that God came to his wife in a dream and made her to know this is something he should not be involved in. Let him know that. Now remember, women, you are messengers. Don't get caught up with other issues when the major issue is, what is God saying to you? What is the impression that God is placing in your heart? What is God saying to you about your family? What is God saying to you about the life of that child? What has God imparted to you to share and to speak over the life of your family? You know, it could even be a future husband where God will cause you to protect that individual's purpose. Let me talk to you ladies very briefly who are not married and you'd like to be married someday. When God sees that he can trust you to protect the purpose of a man's life, then God will use you to become that man's wife. You see, it cannot be about you. It cannot be about what you want. It must always be about what God wants in an individual's life. I want to let you know today that women, you have a very special purpose. Mothers, you have an extremely important purpose. Speak blessings over your children. Speak life over your children. Grandmas, don't forsake your children. Stand up for them. Encourage them. I can still remember my grandmother today. Every now and then, I would do something that wasn't quite right. It was borderline, according to me. And my mom would say, Steve, now why are you doing that? You shouldn't do that. And when my grandmother would be visiting, she'd always take up for me. That's what grandmothers are supposed to do, you know, with moderation. She'd always stand up for me. And this particular time, I had gone in someone's backyard and I had cut some flowers. Actually, it was no one's backyard. It belonged to the real estate company. The people had moved out and there was nobody. It was an abandoned house, in other words. And I was trying to make some money, so I went and I got some flowers, put them in a newspaper. I was a very enterprising young man at age 7 or 8. And me and my friend, we had done this and we wrapped them all up and we went through the neighborhood selling flowers. Now, we didn't pay anything for them, but we got money back. I think that's the way it's supposed to work, don't you? You make a profit. And so I was so proud of it, I came home and showed my mother the flowers. She said, where did you get those flowers from? I knew I was in trouble. I said, Mom, me and my friend here, we went up the street to this house where nobody lives anymore. You know, no one owns the house, and we just took some flowers. We didn't want them to go to waste. They're so beautiful. And we wanted everybody in the neighborhood to enjoy those flowers. So we took them from that bush. We wrapped them up and we went to people in the neighborhood and we said, would you like some flowers for a small fee? And boy, my mother hit the roof. But my grandmother said, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Because this shows that he has initiative, that he wants to work, that he wants to earn money. And I want to say to my mom, that's right, Mom, listen to Grandma. But I just smiled. All I could do was smile. But I never forgot that. I remember my aunt Gladys. I used to, I was probably about 6 or 7. I was in a room which we call the piano room. Guess why? It's because that's where we had our piano. So it was a porch, but we had an old upright piano in there. And I would go in there and just bang on the piano. Boom, bum, bum, bum. You know, it's just like a normal kid. You go in there and you bang on it, you know, with your fist. Bam, you know, and hit a couple of notes right. But, you know, the piano wouldn't play itself, so I'd get frustrated, and I'd just have to hit that piano. One day my aunt came by, and she heard me playing nicely on the piano. I wasn't banging it with my fist that day. I was just kind of plunking. She said, oh, Stephen, you're so good. You are going to be a fine pianist someday. Well, do you know, from that day forward, at that young age, I started trying to be nice to that piano. I didn't bang it with my fist anymore, and I start trying to create tunes. If there's anyone I can say that encouraged me to play an instrument, to play the piano, it was my Aunt Gladys. To this day, I have to thank her because she encouraged me as such a young boy to do that. You see, folks, you do not know the encouragement that you're giving to young lives. Mothers, you have no idea the effect that you're having on your children. You know, especially when you refuse or when you withhold praise, it leaves a hole in your child's heart. When they get older and they're looking for people to praise them, when it was your job the whole time to make them feel whole and to let them know that they were appreciated. You see, don't take what I'm saying to you for granted. This is not a rah-rah message today. It's just truth and reality. God called you with a special purpose. Your purpose is to speak life, encouragement, even to predict, to know what God has for your children. Ask God what he has for your children. Don't ever say, well, you're just going to grow up to be a loser. Don't say you're going to grow up to be a lazy good for nothing. Don't speak negative to your children about their future and their ability. You say, well, that's what my parents did. Well, break the curse. You break it right there. You don't let it go on to your children and your children's children where their hearts and their lives are bruised. You must understand God has given you a gift, and that gift is that he has placed within you to be his messenger, to bring children up and to bless your family to be what God really wishes your family to become.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of today's message is God's Purpose for Mothers, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
If you've never received Jesus Christ into your heart, or would like to renew your relationship with him, pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I am sorry for them and I forsake them now. I invite you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Your word says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I do believe. And I do confess that Jesus
is the Son of God. I receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer with me, then Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And I want to encourage you to continue to seek God by talking to Him as your best friend. Read the Bible. Trust God for all of your needs. He's always there with you. God bless you and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.